Candidates running for election in Columbia Kootenay, Southern Rockies debated the issues during a forum at the Key City Theatre in Cranbrook on April 14. 5 out of 6 candidates running for office were in attendance: Reggie Goldsberry, Liberal Party of Canada; Callie Lins, NDP; Stephen Maffioli, Green Party of Canada; Rob Morrison, Conservative Party of Canada; and Jim Wiedrich, Independent. People's Party of Canada candidate Laurie Baird did not participate. The event was organized by JCI Kootenay and moderated by Jason Wielden. Candidates were given an opening statement, while prepared questions submitted by the Chamber of Commerce were given a response time of 2 minutes. Questions submitted by the crowd before the event were given a 1 minute response time, while the night wrapped up with candidate closing statements. Some universal themes threaded through all candidates, namely removing interprovincial trade barriers in the face of tariffs being implemented by U.S. President Donald Trump and the reclaiming of Canadian sovereignty amid rhetoric over becoming the 51st state. But it was also an opportunity for candidates to contrast themselves, their policy ideas, and the parties they represent. Columbia River Treaty. The Columbia River Treaty is a water-sharing agreement between Canada and the United States that provides flood risk management and downstream power generation on the Columbia River. It was ratified in 1964 as the U.S. paid for 60 years of flood control management amid other treaty terms, namely the construction of 3 dams and reservoirs in BC and 1 in Montana. Since 2018, both countries have been in formal negotiations to update the treaty, as it can be unilaterally terminated by either side, provided there is 10 years' notice. Indigenous nations including the Tay-Na-Ha Nation, Sekapiemc and Silex Okanagan have been included in the Canadian delegation as official observers since 2019. However, after reaching an agreement in principle, AIP, last summer on a modernized framework, talks are currently paused as the United States conducts a review of its international engagement. Even though talks are on hold, interim agreements guide treaty operations. The treaty itself has not been suspended. Goldsberry said the existing terms have short-changed British Columbia for decades, and advocated for more local representation in the treaty talks with a voice at the governing table. Lynn said the new treaty needs a broader view to take in ecosystem restoration with Indigenous participation, while unequivocally stating that control of Canada's water resources governed by the treaty would not be ceded to the United States, nor would it be used as a bargaining chip in other trade-related disputes. Maffioli advocated for more Indigenous participation and noted that Canada is not as close to the United States as in the past. Morrison suggested including the region's Member of Parliament with the delegation as an observer, not a negotiator, in the talks, referencing concerns he's heard from a local group worried about lower water levels in the Kookanoosa Reservoir. Wiedrich said Canada hasn't had a respectful negotiation from the U.S. and says Canada needs to look at nuclear energy as a domestic power generation option instead of relying on importing electricity from the U.S. grid and wait for the Americans to come back to the table for downstream flood risk management. Tougher sentences for drug trafficking and repeat violent offenders. Lynn said she was not opposed to amending criminal code to impose tougher sentences on drug traffickers to criminalize criminal activity, while ensuring communities have wraparound services to ensure drug users and individuals living with an addiction can access housing and centralized supports. Policing resources are also strapped, as municipalities are struggling to keep up with policing costs, and that's something that needs to be addressed, Lynn said. Maffioli said he supports harsher punishments for drug dealers and repeat offenders, and said addiction is flourishing in his hometown of Fernie, which is being compounded by an affordability crisis. Morrison said the issue is a problem in small communities and faulted previous legislation that softened bail laws and removed elements of mandatory sentencing. However, he also advocated for more supports for those in the court system who are living within drug addiction, citing a plan to redirect them to a rehabilitation facility instead of jail. Wiedrich said drug addiction strains both policing and emergency room resources and stood against safe drug supply policies, while also advocating for more street outreach and keeping repeat violent offenders locked up. Goldsberry spoke about a friend who died of a drug overdose, noting people dying from toxic drugs are people within our communities who need help. He advocated for incentives to bring more RCMP resources to BC, and more resources are needed for outreach programs to address root causes of property crime, improving access to healthcare, immigration and credentialing for foreign-trained professionals. Maffioli says current healthcare system is in shambles, and advocated for more infrastructure and pushed for more alternatives and holistic practitioners included into the system. Morrison said 1 in 5 Canadians live in rural areas and 8% of physicians practice rurally. He advocated for red tape reduction and working with the provincial medical governance bodies to pairing foreign-trained doctors with local medical experts to gauge and develop their skills. Weidrich, an emergency room doctor in Nelson, said the Canada Health Act is outdated, being passed in 1984. He pushed for an expansion of CT scanners into more rural communities, and advocated for national licensing for healthcare professionals, given the potential influx of U.S. doctors leaving America. Goldsberry said his party would fast-track credentialing for internationally trained doctors and introduce incentive programs to go get doctors and nurses to rural areas. He also spoke about reducing the administrative burdens so that doctors and healthcare professionals can focus on healthcare instead of bureaucracy. Lynn said the NDP has committed to a 1% increase in transfer payments to provinces, and tying it specifically to hiring and retention of doctors and prioritizing rural communities. She also highlighted the success of a rural pre-med program from Selkirk College, and nodded to more nursing resources and support, including a payment program while they're doing a practicum. Audience questions. Before the debate, questions from attendees were submitted in writing and screened by moderators. Topics included forecasting the deficit, candidate ties to the riding, party and personal stances on diversity, equity and inclusion policies, supporting the arts, protecting minority rights, funding for the CBC and local media, food security, plans to address gender-based violence, and building more pipelines across Canada. On some subjects, there was relative uniformity, while on others, the contrast was stark. For example, all candidates condemned discrimination and vowed to protect minority rights and develop policy to ensure everyone is treated equally. In other topics, such as is funding for the CBC, Goldsberry, Linz and Maffioli all indicated support for protecting and, in some cases increasing, funding for the CBC as a national institution, particularly for rural and remote parts of the country. In contrast, Morrison and Weidrich expressed support for CBC Radio, but with tempered concern that public funding for a public broadcaster does not make a level playing field for private media companies. Amid Trump tariffs, all candidates were in favor of diversifying international trade to reduce economic reliance on the United States, as well as tearing down interprovincial trade barriers and buying Canadian. Within that topic, there was some nuance. For example, Morrison and Weidrich were supportive of building east-west pipelines and tap into Canada's energy resources, with Morrison touting a one-year permitting plan. Goldsberry and Linz were also supportive, however, with the caveat that rights holders are at the table, with Linz specifically mentioning free, prior and informed consent of Indigenous nations and development of green energy projects. Maffioli said the Green Party was opposed to building new pipelines. The debate was recorded by Artistic Media Productions, is available on YouTube and the JCI Kootenay Facebook page. Advance voting opportunities are available in Cranbrook from April 18 to 20 at the Prestige Rocky Mountain Resort and in Nelson at 801 Railway Street. However, anyone can also cast their ballot early by going to a Service Canada location in Cranbrook and Nelson. General voting day is April 28. Visit elections.ca for more information on specific polling locations in communities across the riding.